Friday, 38th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from right for my brethren, my kinmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertain the adoption, and the glory, and the covenant, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises, who are the fathers, and of whom are concerning the blessed Christ Him, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Second, the Gospel. According to Luke, chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there were a certain man before him which had a prophecy. And Jesus answering spoke unto the lawyer and Pharisees, saying, It is lawful to heal on the Sabbath day. And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and would not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Let you our intellect to recognize the one who really loves us. In our life, there is no greater pain than to be denied in love, and there is also no greater fool than the one who denied the true love to chase after the false and deceive love. For example, how painful it is when parents are working hard to find money for their children's education, but discover that their children did not study, but hung around with their worthless friends. How painful is it for the wife when her husband spends all what she has saving for gambling? Today's reading wants to urge people to use their clear intellect to recognize who truly loves them. In the first reading, St. Paul is sincerely ready to accept all suffering, even to the point being accursed from Christ. For his people, the Jews, to recognize the true love which Christ had for them. Paul could not figure out why the Jews refused God's love for them through his giving of his own son to die to save them. In the Gospel, Jesus prepared to sacrifice and to accept the Pharisee opposition to heal a prophecy in the Sabbath. He also corrected their false understanding about the Sabbath, but they did not understand his true love and intention. Second, analysis. Third, Saint Paul's sincere love for his people, the Jews. Third point, Paul's desire for the Jews is that they recognize and believe in Christ. In three chapters, from Rome chapter 9 to 11, Paul was struggled to find out the reason why so many Jews did not believe in Christ, even though they possessed all proofs and many privileges to believe in him. His intention is very sincere when he wrote to them, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinmen according to the flesh. When one truly loves someone, he wishes all the best for that person. Paul truly loved his people. This is the reason he waited for all the Israelites to believe in Christ for their salvation, even to the point that he must pay the dear price for this which to happen, to be accursed from Christ, who he loved above all things. Saint Paul, even though he is reserved by Christ to preach the gospel for the Gentiles, always finds all opportunities to argue and to preach for the Jews also. The letter to the Romans is one perfect example. His sincere intention needs to be appreciated more because many Jews, instead of believing, always found faults and ways to destroy what he was building up for Gentile communities. Second point, the Jews have all kinds of privileges to help them to believe in Christ. When Paul looked back to the history of God's salvation, he is surprised to recognize all privileges which God had given to the Israelites. Below are some of them. They are the Israelites who are chosen by God to be his own people. They are chosen by God to be his children. They saw God's glory, that is, at Sinai Mountain. God made many covenants with their forefathers, with Noah, Abraham, Moses, etc. God gave them the law, the worship, and many promises. They are the forefathers' descendants. Finally, Christ, according to flesh and blood, belong to their own generation. He is God who exceeds all things and will remain forever. Paul is exceedingly surprised because a nation whom God has given all privileges, especially sent all prophets to prepare for the Messiah coming, refused to accept him when he appeared. This is the reason Paul used three chapters in this letter to find out the reason for their refusal. Second, the gospel. It is permissible to heal on the Sabbath. Third point, the conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees. St. Luke reported two very different attitudes. The attitude of the leader of the Pharisees. He invited Jesus to have the dinner and set up a proxy at a trap to condemn Jesus if he healed him on the Sabbath. Second, the attitude of Jesus. Though Jesus clearly knew their bad intention, he still accepted their invitation because he wanted to give them an opportunity to recognize the truth and to change their hypocritical life. Second point, Jesus presented the truth and healed the prophecy. Without any hesitation, Jesus actively led the discussion by putting the question for the scribes and Pharisees. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? But they were silent and did not answer his question. The reason for their silence can be they do not know the answer. They pretend that question is not related to them. The scribe and the Pharisees might be in this situation. Without fearing, Jesus took the leprosy, healed him, and let him go home. Then he continued his discussion with them. Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and would not straightway pull him out of on the Sabbath days? Open pits are often seen in Israel, and the cause for people and animals to fall into. See Exodus chapter 21, verse 33. When a mishap happens, no one questions if that person or animal should be saved by pulling out of the pit. They all know that it is necessary to do so. Same thing should be done when Jesus healed a leprosy on the Sabbath. That is the necessary thing to do. Why do they make a big deal out of it? Third point. The hypocrisy of the scribe and the Pharisee. Jesus invited them to dialogue to find out the truth, but they kept silence. He questioned them about their double standard, one standard for their relative and belonging, the other standard for innocent people, but they could not answer his question. St. Luke did not report the last action of these scribes and Pharisees, but so many times in his gospel, he reported that they became angrier and found a way to persecute him. Application in life. We must know how to use our intellect to think, to judge, and to recognize who truly love us from those who only want to use us. Once we recognize the true love, we should have courage to respond to that love by living according to the truth and to properly compensate it. If we insistently chase after all false and deceive love, sooner or later we must pay the dear price for this planet. Amen.